here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 16th of June, 2009. It's Bloomsday. More on that in just a moment. It's the birthday of Joyce Carol Oates, born in Lockport, New York, 1938, author of Because It Is Bitter and Because It Is My Heart, and We Were the Mulvaneys, and many, many other books. It's the birthday of the journalist John Howard Griffin, born in Dallas, 1920, best known for his book Black Like Me, an account of his experiences as a white Southerner while traveling around the Deep South disguised as a black man. He wanted to write a book sympathetic to the difficulties of black people in the segregated South at a time when many whites across the nation were okay with or apathetic to the separate but equal doctrine. So, in the fall of 1959, John Howard Griffin checked into the Monteleone Hotel on Royal Street in New Orleans. And with the help of a dermatologist, he spent a week swallowing large doses of oxorolin, a drug that combats a disease, vitiligo, which causes the lightening of the skin, spent whole days sitting under a UV lamp until his skin turned dark brown, and set off for 6 weeks traveling around Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Georgia, mostly on buses. At a bus station in New Orleans, he politely asked a white clerk about the bus schedule, and he said she answered rudely and glared at me with such loathing, I knew I was receiving what the Negroes call the hate stare. Even people who had known him as a white man did not recognize him as a black man. Traveled around for 6 weeks and published a series of articles for the black magazine Sepia, and then came out with the book Black Like Me, which has become required reading on many high school and college curricula, and since it was published nearly 50 years ago, has sold over 10 million copies in various languages. And today is Bloomsday, the day on which the action in James Joyce's Ulysses takes place in 1904, named after the main character Leopold Bloom. Joyce chose this day for the action to commemorate the first date he had with his future wife, Nora Barnacombe, who was a chambermaid, had no education. She came from Galway. He met her for a stroll around Dublin on this day in 1904, a few days after she had stood him up for their first scheduled date. Bloomsday, a day celebrated by Joyceans all over the world. They have staged readings of Ulysses. It's a big day in Dublin. Actually, it's more like a whole week. Ulysses walking tours, where you can retrace the steps of Leopold Bloom, literary pub crawls and musical acts and exhibits in museums. There's also a messenger biker rally, people dressed in clothing of Joyce's era, riding old bikes along the route that Leopold Bloom would have walked, and big Irish breakfasts and afternoon teas as well. And for our poem today, the soliloquy of Molly Bloom from Ulysses. Oh, in the sea crimson, sometimes like fire, and the glorious sunsets, and the fig trees in the Alameda Gardens, yes, and all the queer little streets, and pink and blue and yellow houses, and the rose gardens, and the jessamine, and geraniums, and cactuses, and Gibraltar as a girl, where I was a flower of the mountain, yes, when I put the rose in my hair, like the Andalusian girls used, or shall I wear a red, yes, and how he kissed me under the Moorish wall, and I thought, well, as well him as another, and then I asked him with my eyes to ask again, yes, and then he asked me, would I, yes, to say, yes, my mountain flower, and first I put my arms around him, yes, and drew him down to me so he could feel my breasts all perfume, yes, and his heart was going like mad, and yes, I said, yes, I will, yes. Molly Bloom's Soliloquy from Ulysses by James Joyce. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life in Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.